A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Samach Zayin, Baba Kama 67a, pagination is 133. We'll start on the facing page, the last five lines, dealing with the topic of someone who stole something. And the question is, does he have to return the item itself, or does he simply have a responsibility to pay back its value? And the key two considerations that we're going to take into account are, number one, was there yi'ush? That means, does the person from whom it was stolen give up hope that he's going to get it back? And number two, was there a shinui? Did something change in the item such that it's not the same item that was stolen? We gave the example, person steals golden coins, he melts the coins down so that now he's got a bar of gold. That bar of gold has a shinui to it. It's changed. It's not the same thing. Even if he were to make coins again, they would be panim chadashos. They would be new items. And that would be considered a shinui. The strongest reason to say that a person does not have to return the item, and he was kona it, and it's his, and now he only has financial liability, would be if you could put together yiyush and shinui rishus, or shinui. If you could put together the giving up and the change. A change could be even if it changed possession from one person to the next. That means the Goslin took it. At the time the Goslin had it, it still belonged to the owner. But if the Goslin now sells it to somebody else, that's a shinui rishus, that's a type of shinui. It changed hands and it changes status. Our Gemara is going to address the possibility that certain shinuyim are not so strong, and that while they might work together with yiyush, but on their own, they're not strong enough to change the status of the item so that it should not have to be returned be'en intact. The Gemara says, V'harei marish, there's a case of a brick. De'ika shinui hashem, that there is definitely a change of name, status, in the item. We just don't know if that change of status is enough to actually cause it to lose the requirement of returning it intact. Demeikara kishura, originally it was a beam, it was a brick, it was an item for building. Vahashta talala, and now it has become a roof. It's changed. By cementing it in place, it's changed. Utnan, but we have a rule, al hamorish hagozol shebenao babira, regarding the brick that was stolen, that was built into the building, shenotel domov, that the owner of the brick takes its value and cannot claim the brick itself, Mipnei takonas hashavim, because of a special legislation in order that people should be able to do teshuva. And this is a very far-reaching concept. We have a person in town who's been stealing. He pilfers. He goes to this building construction site and he takes a few bricks. And meanwhile, he's building himself a building. And now comes, let's argue, Chanukah Sabayis time. He wants to do the dedication. He wants the rabbi of the city to put up the mezuzah. And he comes to the rabbi, and the rabbi tells him, excuse me, you built this building through theft. How in the world can this be a respectable building? And the person has a change of heart, and he decides to do teshuva. He asks us, what do I have to do teshuva? So by rights, we should tell him, well, you have to take out all the bricks. You have to chisel them out of the building and return them to their proper owner, because the shinui is not a significant enough shinui. It's a brick, and if you chisel it out, it remains a brick. So return it. And instead, we have a legislation that says that he only has to pay back the money, the value of the brick, mepnei takonas hashavim, because otherwise it would be too hard for him to do teshuva. What you see is that there is a shinui over here. The brick is in the building. It is now called a building, or if it's in the roof, it's called a roof. And nevertheless, that shinui wasn't enough to say, just keep the item, pay up at the value. It was only because of a special takana, a special legislation, that he has the right to keep the brick and pay its value. So you see that a shinui occurred, and it wasn't enough for him to keep the item. Taima mepnei takonas hashavim. The only reason he can keep it is because there's a special legislation in order that people should be able to do teshuva. Halav hachi, a shinui that occurs, if not for takonas hashavim, hada be'enei, has to be returned. You see, shinui is nothing, the Gemara thinks right now. Skip a line. Reb Zeira Omar, Reb Zeira explained, shinui hachoze libriyaso, b'shinui hashem lo hava shinui. A shinui that could be restored, and all that changed was its name, but it could be restored, that's what we're talking about, that it's not a good enough shinui. So indeed, a brick that can be chiseled out and returned, that wouldn't have been enough shinui to say that the Gazlan now owns it, and in such a case, he would have had to return it, except for takonas hashavim. But if we keep track over here, had it been a shinui of significance, then that alone would have been enough to say that he keeps it. Let's drop down to one line up on the page. Amar Ula said, regarding the other method of transferring ownership to the gazlan, to the thief, which is yiyush, giving up, when the owner gives up, minayin liyush she'eino kona. How do you know that yiyush alone is not enough to acquire it? That means that if a person would steal an item or steal an animal and the owner gives up, that wouldn't be enough to call it the gazlan's. It came to the gazlan prohibited, and yiyush is not enough to make it good, except for the financial liability that he'll have to pay. But it doesn't make it good that the item becomes his. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'havesem gozol es hapiseach ve'es hachole. You're bringing, in the rebuke of Malachi, the Jewish people are told, you are bringing theft, or a lame animal, or a sickly animal, as a korban, and that's a problem. Now, we need to wonder, lame, it's a negative type of presentation. A sickly animal, it's degrading to Hashem, to the Beis HaMikdash, that you're bringing this kind of korban. But what's with the theft? If there was yiyush, then it's the gazlan's, and he could bring it as a korban, he just owes the money. And the Gemara says, gozol dumya de piseach. The pasuk is grouping them all together. Ma piseach de lesle takanta klal, just like the lame animal, there's no way to fix the problem. Af gozel, similarly, the stolen animal, delesle takanto, there's no way to fix the problem. Waiting a little bit longer until the owner is miyayish, gives up, is not going to change the status. Loshna lefne yiyush, veloshna la'achar yiyush, doesn't matter if it's before he gives up or after he gives up, either way it's going to be prohibited as a korban, and this pasuk, Ula says, shows you that Yiyush alone is not going to do the transfer. Yashar koach for joining. Have a wonderful day.